We know hunting for good coffee can be frustrating and time-consuming. And with all the confusing labels out there, it's hard to know that what you are buying is actually mindfully sourced and truly making a difference in people's lives. That's why we put together our Perpetual Joy coffee subscription. Over the last 15 years, Joe Bean Coffee has built friendships with award-winning coffee farmers, ones we trust to consistently bring us amazing coffee year after year. Coffee tastes best at the peak of harvest, which is why we run our program like a CSA, regularly sending you a rotating selection of in-season coffee. You pick how many bags and how often you need it. We do the rest. And you can feel good knowing you're directly supporting small-scale coffee farmers. Go to JoeBeanRoasters.com for details.
Hello and welcome to the Mind of Magnus. Our show has a simple premise. We're here to share the stories and life adventures of others to help expand our minds. I'm Matt Austin, and here's your host, Magnus.
Hello, hello, folks. Welcome again to another edition of the Mind of Magnus. I'm recording, as always, up near the High Falls here in Rochester, New York, and having a blast. Today is one of those days that, since I've been a little kid, it's always been kind of on my brain. It is Friday the 13th. Now, growing up, I was nervous and a bit of, how should I say it, a person that had more beliefs than I have now. I wasn't sure. You know, I was told that there was bad luck on Friday the 13th, not knowing the reason why, but being told it as a kid, you kind of assume it. It's true. It's how it must be. So I grew up with a slight nervousness of doing things around Friday the 13th. And I will say that growing up, there were negative things that did happen on Friday the 13th. For instance, I was at RIT once and in the library doing something. And as I'm walking out the door, I had a magazine that was just a small magazine that was just in the notebook that I closed and didn't realize it. I put everything back away. As I'm walking back through, the alarm went off on this, and I had no idea what was going on. And so I got called back in. They took my number, and then the people at the library called me, and they're going to call the cops over whatever the thing was. It was literally just a small reference. I talked my way out of it. And as I'm sitting there, I was realizing it was Friday the 13th that day was happening. Now, is it just that I'm more aware of my bad things that happen on those days? Perhaps. That's the way that kind of the human brain works. We're kind of looking for things that kind of corroborate our thoughts, our worries, our preconceived notions. And on that day, I thought it was because Friday the 13th that I had all this stuff happen to me. But I'm not alone in this. There's a lot of people that believe that today, Friday the 13th, is an unlucky day. Some people don't go out. I worked with a woman that actually quite literally would take the day off if it was Friday the 13th. And that's fine. She was very particular. And the folks that I worked with were fine with having her day off. And there's plenty of instances where the 13th is not used because of the fear of the 13th. And there's a lot of reasons over the years that have been given to the why 13th is an unlucky number. But, I mean, again, it's all what you believe. I put a call out to everyone on my Patreon page as well as my socials asking for cool factoids to fill up my Friday the 13th episode. So I had a bunch of messages sent in to the factoid hotline. A lot of people have been texting them in, and I love a good text. So I've been getting bombardment of awesome factoids, and I've been putting them together, been saving them. I'm putting a list together of all the cool stuff. So thank you for sending it in. If you want to send in a message to the factoid hotline, you can text or call 585-310-2473. Feel free to call it, text it, whatever you want to do. I actually posted on another podcast chat group I'm in, and I'm like, hey, actually, I have a hotline number, and people got a kick out of it. And I'm like, what do you do with hotline number? And I'm like, well, I asked for factoids. And there, every single person on that is super excited, and I've been sending me cool facts. So daily, I get messages to my Factoid hotline. So if you want to send a message, send me a fact, tell me a cool story, anything you want, the Factoid hotline is not just for factoids, it's about everything. It's the hotline for the Mind of Magnus, so feel free to do it. What I will be doing on this one again, though, I don't want to hear just myself giving these cool facts given to me. I'm going to be using a bit of my robotic friends and pulling some voices in. So if you send in a factoid, some of the good ones, some of the ones that really caught my attention, I've been using this lovely AI technology that is in front of me. So I'm doing it so it's not just my voice, but some AI voices. So I've done this once before, so it got mixed results, but I'm going to try it again. So if you do not like this, let me know. If you don't care about it, don't send a message, and I'll assume all the best. I'm going to start this with the factoid that everyone should know is the fear of the number 13 was a triskaidekaphobia. So it is clearly broken down by the naming conventions of the number 13. But that is, if you are nervous and scared around the number 13, you have triskaidekaphobia. And I'm going to be murdering a handful of these words probably, so please feel free to go and look them up if you want to try to find out yourself what these things are. But there actually truly is a fear of the Friday the 13th. And I had two different people send me this factoid in with two different words. So for first, I thought one of them had to be wrong. But I, thanks to Google, apparently found out there actually is two technical terms for the phobia of Friday the 13th. So this came from, we have a Robert that sent it in, and the other one is Liam from the Ghostly Worlds podcast. Thanks for that. He's sending this in here. But the two words for the phobia for Friday the 13th are as follows, and I'm going to murder this. Paraskevdekatriaphobia. That's paraskevdekatriaphobia. The second time I said that is how you pronounce it. I went online and looked this up a dozen times. I paused this recording, get that word right, and I still got it wrong. The other one, which I think is even a funnier sounding word that I really like, it is frigatriskaidekaphobia. Frigga. F-R-I-G-G-A. Triskaidekaphobia. So both of those actually are the fear of Friday the 13th. And that's that whole superstition and the cultural roots. It's actually a much larger fear than most people realize. If you ask someone in your family, there's most likely a person that has a fear of the Friday the 13th, especially some of the older crowd. But how about you guys? Do you guys have a phobia? If you have a phobia, message in the comments wherever you see this. Find me on my Instagrams, Magnus Apollo. Let me know what your phobia is. I had a bunch of people send in phobias. One of the phobias that I seem to have a repeat on was the phobia of closely packed holes. I did not realize this was so ubiquitous until I saw, like, three came in at a like right take together. There was three messages after I posted it saying that they have a fear of like tightly packed holes. Like if you're looking at like a lotus flower, those seed pods, that sort of thing. It's an aversion to the sight of irregular patterns or clusters of small holes or bumps. And this phobia is called trypophobia. So T-R-Y-P-O phobia. So trypophobia. And I did not realize this, but apparently a handful of my listeners have that same fear. So thanks for sending it in. Do I have a phobia? Not really. Not that I know of. Although I will say in my research for this episode, I think I might have a bit of a new phobia / anxiety. And the word for it is eco-anxiety. Which is also an ecopenophobia. Ecopenophobia is another word for it. There's a slight kind of few extra letters that kind of exist in one website versus the other one. But you notice the word eco, E-C-O. With the anxiety, it's the fear of the consequences of climate change. So I do think, upon looking at this whole show here and what's going on, that I may have a bit of a phobia, and that is the fear of the consequences of climate change. So maybe I do have a phobia.
Hey, it's Pauly Guglielmo, host of the Pauly Guglielmo Show here on the Lunchador Podcast Network, where we talk entrepreneurship and all of the trials and tribulations, pitfalls and rewards, and there are many, of owning a small business. We do interviews with some of your local favorite business owners, learning how they built their brands, the struggles they faced along the way, and what they have in store for the future. And sometimes it's just me detailing my own daily wins and losses. It's called the Pauly Guglielmo Show, and I'd be honored if you'd check it out. New episodes come out every Sunday morning.
And we now return to the Mind of Magnus, already in progress. There was one that got sent in that I got a kick out of. It was just a simple message being like, hey, Do you know if you have a fear of carbohydrates, it's just called carbophobia? I did not. So thank you for that. I had so many random facts sent into me that made me smile. The fear of new foods is a food neophobia. Neophobia is just the fear of anything new with the word food placed in front of it. That translates its regards to food. But I do have a handful of messages that I'm going to be using here, the handy-dandy robot. So let's play some of these right now.
Hi, Magnus. This is Tiffany from Webster. Love the podcast. I have a painting of yours in my living room that I'm staring at as I share this. You asked about weird phobias for the Friday the 13th episode. Here is my favorite. Thanks to the internet, we have all new phobias evolving. One of them is selfieophobia, the fear of taking photographs of oneself. Thanks for the show. Keep sharing cool factoids and making art.
So I want to thank Tiffany for that one. You can see why I wanted to use an audio for that one. I felt awkward trying to give myself compliments in audio form. But Tiffany, thanks for sending that in. I got a kick out of that one. That was definitely a factoid I didn't expect. So that got sent in to an email. So that came into themindofmagnus@gmail.com. So if you have a factoid you want to email me, feel free to do that. You can also, if you want to do an audio story, you can use your phone notes, do a recording yourself, email me that way. But we actually have some other cool factoids that I want to share in. So here is another one.
Hey Magnus, I have a factoid for you. It's for the Friday the 13th episode. Allodoxophobia is the fear of other people's opinions. It's a rare social phobia that's characterized by an irrational and overwhelming fear of what other people think.
Hey Magnus, this is for the Friday the 13th show. It's about the 13 Club, fighting superstition. Founded in 1881 by Captain William Fowler, the 13 Club held dinners on the 13th of each month to defy folklore, letting in black cats, opening umbrellas indoors, and more. They even had five U.S. presidents among their ranks. It's a really interesting group that has a lot of weird ideas but pretty much loved the concept and challenging the fears of bad luck. But here is the factoid that I really wanted to share with you. The club may have had a hand in a piece of consistent good fortune, the weekend. In 1887, Justice David McAdam, a 13 Club branch president and a member of the New York City Court, declared Saturday an official half holiday, during which public offices must close at noon. He did this, he said, partially to restore more a sense of esteem to Friday, the favorite day of the week for the 13 Club. Figured you'd appreciate this. Holly from Providence.
I want to thank Holly for sending that fact in. I love a good story, especially with an ominous group of men doing bizarre stuff, ex-presidents in the 13th Club. Check it out. What Holly actually sent in on, as well as the email describing it, there's a link to Atlas Obscura, which I'll probably put a link for that in the show notes below. But Holly is an amazing woman. I follow her on socials. She shares all of her fun horse adventures and things out in the little tiny state of Rhode Island. So thank you so much, Holly, for sending that in. And I'm going to leave you guys. This is going to be a nice short episode. Just, I want to get a Friday the 13th one out. I'm ready to party with some friends. I have two friends with the birthdays on today, so I'm going to go out and hang out with them. But I'm leaving you with a little note on the economic impacts and loss of business thanks to Friday the 13th. And the crazy thing is this came up in the news recently, that this number might be significantly higher thanks to the current geopolitical sort of chaos going on. So we are maybe seeing a lot more of an economic impact than what this fact quote says. So studies show Americans lose an estimated $700 to $900 million on Friday the 13th due to canceled travel plans, fewer purchases, and some businesses actually close or restrict hours on Friday the 13th. Now, the funny thing is the news that was talking about it was saying that this year we always have a lower number, but this year, the Friday the 13th, which is going to be followed by June 14th, which is normally like Flag Day and that, but we are going to be having a lot of protests across the United States with the No Kings protest. We are taking to the streets because there is a lot of crazy stuff happening. The dictator in office and all the craziness that's happening is going to be having a birthday celebration for himself that will have giant tanks and parades and big pictures of himself hanging banner-sized things on buildings, much like you see in all those movies where the dictator is ruling amongst his people. You can see that in North Korea and other authoritarianism places. So there is a bunch of protests happening coming up the 14th, and there's some slight nervousness. So we already have a fear of bad luck lining up with a series of protests, worrying about a looming civil war. There's a lot of stuff that's already been happening. The economic impact of so much of the stuff happening with the Trump administration has already shown a loss of business and a heavy economic impact. So there was a person that's going to be keeping track, I'm going to follow back up hopefully, with what this Friday the 13th will have for the economic impact on our nation. So we'll see. But I'm going to leave you guys with that. Thank you for joining in for another episode of The Mind of Magnus. Next week, I'm going to be posting a wonderful interview I did with Paulie Guglielmo, a wonderfully talented man here in Rochester who makes some amazing sauce and can talk as much as me, maybe not more. We'll find out. But I joined him at his business. We did a recording. I really had a blast, and I want to talk to him again. So next week, I'm going to be joining. It's going to be a joint shared with Paulie, another one of the Lunchador Podcast Network shows. And it's just so look forward to that. I had a blast. Follow him on his show. Follow all the shows on Lunchador. We have a bunch of new ones out there, and I am super excited. This network is growing by leaps and bounds, bringing voices from the Rochester area. I try to do from Rochester as well as the world. I have some great guests coming on, some favorite podcast friends of mine, some people guaranteed to expand your mind will be on here as well. But you guys have been amazing. Thank you. I hope your Friday the 13th is uneventful. I hope there is no negativity that happens to you. If you go out to any of the No Kings protests, remember to stay peaceful. That is how they will get us. If you try to push back and be a rioter, that was what they want. They can only use force because logic and any of sort of reason does not work on these people. So make sure to stay peaceful. Stay focused. Know that you and I and the very, very calm, collected people are on the right side of history. Do not allow a person like this to ruin this wonderful nation, taking away the balance of power just for material gains. It is rough out there, but you have a friend here. So if you need anything, please message, please reach out. I am here for my fans, my listeners, my friends, the people who want the best in this world. So without further ado, I will be seeing you guys. Matt will take us on out of here. Thanks, guys.
Do you have a crazy story, odd factoid, or want to share something you think will help expand the mind of Magnus? Let us know. Call our voicemail, 585-310-2473, visit mindofmagnus.com, or message us on social media at Magnus Apollo.
This has been a presentation of the Lunchador Podcast Network.
The Level Up Coffee Podcast is now dialed in.
We love coffee and stay connected to every development in the industry, both here in Rochester and worldwide, to bring you our unique perspective on the ever-changing world of coffee.
We're doing regular tastings, reporting on our travels, and trying to hold back tirades about the forces that make the coffee supply chain a neo-colonial mess. Join us on the Lunchador Podcast Network and wherever you get your podcasts, and stay
dialed in.